It's 8:42 on the ticket, and we're going to try this for the first time. We didn't even know we had access.
Who's this now?
To this thing, this creature. Let's open the door and welcome into the studio the sports monster.
Again, appreciate
it. Whoa, look at you.
Yeah, I just sat down right about here.
Wow, you are big. You're kind of scary, too. Have a seat right there.
Yeah, how you fellas doing? Y'all
good.
Doing all right? I appreciate y'all doing that. Not a lot of people have the courage to invite a sports monster up into their midst. And you guys don't mind me being in your midst, do you?
No.
Seem nice enough.
You know, a lot of people don't like their midst getting all crowded up with monsters and stuff, but
yeah, it's the first monster.
Anyways, damn cool for y'all taking time out of y'all broadcast schedule doing this.
It's the first monster we've ever had on the show, so this is kind of cool.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate that, Craig.
Well, you're very familiar with us.
I live back in the woods, so I kind of follow, you know, sports from a different perspective.
Okay,
being a creature who, you know, has somewhere from, I'd say, zero to none human contact. Who learned to talk human from listening to you guys, believe it or not. That's true.
That's kind of
honest truth there. And I think I come at sports from a fresh, you know, with fresh eyes. So maybe, I don't know, maybe it could be a help of you guys. I don't know.
Okay.
Anytime you need a different perspective, something like that.
But what have you been wanting?
Well, I don't want to glaze you guys too hard. But I want to thank y'all for what y'all have done.
Oh, well, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, my monster life, it really changed when I found this little, it's like a little transistor radio down in the creek.
Uh-huh.
Up there in about 2008 up there in Collin County. And I turned it on. It was you guys, and I forget what you had on. Maybe maybe been fake Jerry or something like that. And I couldn't understand a word at the time, but I could tell it was funny because y'all was laughing.
Gotcha.
Giggling and whatnot. But, and that kind of started it all for me. And I know, George, you got older kids, but y'all still doing them 840 bits?
Yes, we still do the 840 bit, as a matter of fact.
I got that now. The radio, it stopped working a long time ago.
Hmm.
I started getting too much of that, that
condensation.
No, is that music? You know, with the, you know, a little south of the border kind of stuff. But
because of our signal, it's
not AM. I guess
so now I got the app. No, I got the app now.
Okay,
find an old iPhone 3 out there and downloaded the app. And
monsters can do that.
But I really appreciate the got that rewind on there.
Yeah.
Go back an hour or so. You know, sometimes I wake up late. I'll tune in everything. Go back an hour.
Oh, that's great.
But I really appreciate what Matt Stafford's done.
You've been keeping up with the playoffs, huh? Yeah.
George, to do it as good as he has for as long as he has, that's the thing.
That is something.
You know, that's just really a testament to his talent and his grit. I mean, and his grit.
Yeah,
you know,
doubt.
If we can take calls on that right now if y'all want to.
Yeah, that's all right.
Take calls. And he's a local guy, too.
Local guy,
local
kid. And we really, I'm proud of him, you know. But I want to interview you guys for my Sports Monster newsletter. That's why I come up here with some paper.
Okay. All right, what else you got?
I'm starting a newsletter. I think it's dumb, you know. But,
it's not dumb.
But
that's
a little something to just sort of keep my mind sharp. And, you know, and I ain't got delusions of grandeur. I know that distributing it in the woods, a bunch of critters that ain't speaking a lick of English, you know.
Yeah, they may not care.
Much less able to read English. That's fool's errand. But, I'm just hoping having y'all on the cover will generate some interest. So let's keep it simple here. Just a quick Q&A, maybe five questions.
Okay,
so easy peasy.
Okay.
Where'd you two meet?
We've told the story a million times. We met at North Texas in school.
All right. Oh, I don't know if I learned how to write yet. I'll just try to remember it.
I'm just trying to remember it.
How long y'all been doing the show?
What's that?
How long y'all been doing the show?
32 years.
32 years, yeah, and here in a few days be officially 32 years.
What y'all think about abortion?
Well,
stay away from topics like that.
It's a tough subject.
Are most gay guys toxic?
Toxic?
I don't know, sports monster. I don't know if that's really a...
Where y'all falling on Trump?
I thought this was a sports quiz.
Yeah, I thought you were a sports
or interview
of some sort.
All right, I ain't got a camera, so I got to do a quick sketch of Ewan's for the cover. So can I borrow you a pen? You got a pen?
Yeah, here's one here.
All right, I'll just kind of do a little
you
line
sketch
drawing
anyway.
Real quick and everything. Also, got that out of the way, the cover of my Sports Monster newsletter. But I'm also here to stop what I call the mush mouth grift.
What's that?
Look here. I've lived in every nook and cranny of this Metroplex and beyond, probably about 200 square miles around here. And I ain't seen hide nor hair of no mush mouth. And I got news for you. There ain't no mush mouth. So whatever this guy's doing to y'all coming in here claiming that what he is,
what
he
says
is,
he's a mush mouth, yeah.
No, it ain't true, so I'm stopping the mushmouth griff right now.
Wow, okay.
You can put it in 33-inch headlines. Sports Jimmy, monster hates mushmouth.
Jimmy reference. All right. There.
Time to cut the cord on Dak, too. I've seen enough. I think we've all seen enough. Can't win with the guy. He ain't going to put a team around him that's going to win, so let's get something for him while we can.
That's a hot sports take.
Hard I ain't going to be at stock show again today because I'm going to head out there.
I don't think so.
I don't think so, no. They were there yesterday.
Y'all think Ducey does cocaine?
No. Not at all.
He's on something.
He's not.
Just not sure what it is. He looks at Sam like she's a porterhouse.
No, he does not.
Cooper Flagg saved the Mavs from Luca Hale.
He's been fun.
I don't think people
he?
Are recognizing that.
Well, some are.
Near enough.
Most are.
Near enough. All right, you guys want to ride on my back?
Right now? No. I don't think so. I think we're good.
All right, do me a favor. I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah?
But when I turn my back and start heading out that doorway and have to duck to get out of the doorway, will you put a few shots in my back?
No!
No!
Bye-bye. Wow.
I meant to ask him if he ever managed the Rangers, but it's good to see Sports Monster. Yeah, I hope he's back again sometime soon.